There's no existence without you. Both heaven and earth is yours. The whole kingdoms is your dominion. We give you all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That the elders before the throne, all their trophies, they cast everything down. Say, you are worthy of it all. Says you are worthy of it all. All glory belongs to Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Technical department, help me here with these mics. I don't know what's going on. Praise ye the Lord. Am I to use this mic or the other mic? All right. Praise the Lord. There are a few things we want to do this morning, but I want to do this first. The title of my message this morning, Solomon's Temple. Solomon's Temple. Kind of a topic. We'll find out that our Lord didn't set up shop yesterday. Amen? He has been of old. Before Genesis, he has been. After Revelations, he will be. Praise ye the Lord. Solomon's temple was the first temple built. And David, a lot of us know the story, a lot of Bible students here, but for the sake of those who are not read the story, David was king and wanted to build a temple for the Lord. After all the victories the Lord had done for him, in 2 Samuel chapter 7, if you could put it up, please, 2 Samuel. We're going to run through this real quick. And you know that your life, whatever you are, your life is hid in God through Christ Jesus. Nothing happens to you by happenstance. You are not an accident. You are not a coincidence. The Lord knew you before the foundation of the world. So no matter the challenges that the enemy throws at you, he has made a way. Peradventure, you don't see it. You are with him before time was. Praise ye the Lord. How many of us believe that? You are with him before time was. He knew you and he wrote your name. And he calls you by your name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So 2 Samuel chapter 7. I'm going to try to go through this real quick and you'll understand why in a little bit. 2 Samuel chapter 7. Can you put that up, please? Verse 1. And it came to pass when the king sat in his house and the Lord had given him rest on all sides about him. Verse 2, 2 Samuel. That the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in an house of cedar, but the ark of the Lord dwelleth in tents, in a curtain. Verse 3. And Nathan said to the king, go, do all that is in thy sight, in thy heart, for the Lord is with thee. He told Nathan, now was the prophet. I told him, this is what I want to do. And Nathan said, yeah, go ahead, do it. But then the Lord appeared. Then the Lord appeared unto the prophet. Sometimes prophets speak, but when it's thus said, it's a different story. And the prophet said, go ahead and do it. But that wasn't the will of the Lord. And the Lord appeared. So because God knew he was a prophet, they might go ahead and do it if he didn't. So the Lord showed him, called Nathan by night. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan. Long story short, the Lord said, no, you're not going to build that temple. Your son is going to build the temple. Praise ye the Lord. Verse 10, I'm just trying to paraphrase it. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Neither shall the children of the wickedness afflict them anymore. Amen. You can say amen to that. It said the children of the wicked will not afflict you anymore. While the night vigil on Friday, and the Lord gave us that promise concerning Nigeria also. It's a question of time. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? The children of wickedness will not afflict us anymore. It is time. Amen. You have to hear the whole prophecy as it came out on Friday. Praise ye the Lord. Verse 11. And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people, Israel, I have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies. And the Lord gave him instructions on what to do. David went ahead and gathered whatever was necessary to build the temple for his son Solomon. That was the directive. I want to read verse, I think it's 2 Chronicles chapter 28. The reason I want to read that particularly, you'll see in a minute. 2 Chronicles is the same thing he's saying, but the Lord gave him certain instructions. 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 11. Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch, of the houses thereof, and of the treasuries thereof, and the upper chambers thereof, and the inner palaces, everything. Verse 12, I'm reading 1 Chronicles 28. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 12. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 12. And the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, in other words, the Holy Spirit gave him specific instructions of the design, how and what should be done. Verse 12, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of all the chambers that are round about. I want to jump to verse 19. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. In other words, everything that pertained to this temple, the Lord told him what to do, how to build it, how and everything. Let's go ahead. 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7. 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither. Before. You know what? Everything that was needed was done beforehand. So that there was neither hammer, nor axe, nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. How do you build a house that massive? It was the most magnificent temple at that time. Ever since. It was laid in gold, the demand, everything, pure gold. Amen. And he gave him this. He said, there's no hammer. Why? Why? Why no hammer? Praise ye the Lord. Because that temple was a type of Christ. Hallelujah. He was coming. He was going to be nailed because of you and for me. He couldn't be nailed beforehand. Praise ye the Lord. Isaiah 50. He said he was bruised for our transgression. He went to the cross for you and for me before time was. And your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise ye the Lord. When I saw this, I was, woo! One day I was going through some challenges and a brother said to me, terrible challenges. I didn't know I would survive. The brother only said to me, he said, God knows about it. That was all he said. And my heart, I just had peace.
God knows about your situation. And he had made a way of escape. Because he said, in all things, give thanks. All things will work together for good. To those that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose and promises. Can somebody say amen? So there was no nailing in that house because it was a type of Christ coming about 2,000 years down the road. So everything was silent. Praise ye the Lord. He's the Prince of Peace. Praise ye the Lord. The first temple, let me bring a corollary here. The first temple, let me tell you where the location was. Let's look at 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. You see how do you... 2 Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto David, his father. So where was the temple built? Mount Moriah. Does that name ring a bell? Somebody talk to me. Does that name, that mountain ring a bell? Tell you that temple was talking about the Christ that was coming. Praise ye the Lord. Remember the story of Abraham? Ready to slay his son, Isaac. Where did he go? Mount Moriah. He couldn't slay his son because the Christ was coming. That was the same mountain that the temple was built. Can somebody say amen? It excites me because it makes me have confidence that situations that may come your way, he knows about it. Maybe some of us who are, let's look at that scripture. Chapter 22. And it came to pass, chapter 22, Genesis. And it came to pass, after these things, that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. Verse 2. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. He couldn't slay Isaac because, behold, Isaac was not the sacrificial lamb that could take away the sins of the world. Praise ye the Lord. That same mount, the temple was built. Praise ye the Lord. I said, praise ye the Lord. Our God didn't set up shop yesterday. He knew that today you will be in this seat. Amen? He knew that today, the situation you find yourself, he knew about it. Praise ye the Lord. And nothing catches our God by accident. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. As we move on, let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 5. 2 Chronicles. Certain events took place in the temple there. I want to just highlight it. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Look at it, verse 11. And it came to pass, I want us to pay attention concerning this temple, the events that took place. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, Heman of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, with them and 120 priests sounding the trumpets. They were praising the Most High God. Verse 13. And it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard,
in praising and thanking the Lord. When they lifted up their voice with trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For his good, for his mercy endureth forever." That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. His highness came down because they were as one. Ladies and gentlemen, we call this house, this praise team, House Praise Unlimited. When we are united in prayer, when we are united in praise as one, the day is coming, and now is, that the Lord himself will appear in his temple, individually and collectively as a body. Can somebody say amen? So let us take this praise. We had a sermon a couple of weeks ago, the importance of praise, putting the praise ahead of everything. And when we as one, the role the praise team plays in this is very important, because they take us before the presence of the Most High God. In our African culture, when you want to see an Oba, when you start praising that Oba, that king, he goes behind the scene and he tells his emissaries, "You know what? Go there. You see that fattest goat? Go and give it to that lady who's singing my high praises." And as we ask one singing the high praises of the Most High God in this house, the Lord will show up. Ladies and gentlemen, the praise of the Lord is nothing to joke with. That is what, if we ask to use the word, that is his meal. Amen. As the first baton, Brother Ike, Brother John, you are the first baton that lead us into his presence. It's a ministry, it's a high calling. And when you do that, things start happening. He says what? The priest could not preach. The priest could not minister anymore. His excellency came down, did the ministration. I'm not interested in hearing my voice. I'm not interested in hearing any human voice. But we occupy until he comes. I want to see Kabiesi himself come down. And he promised he will, as we make his glory, his praise glorious. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. There's an assembly one day. The praise team, they were singing and praising the Lord. Guess what happened? The glory cloud came down. Only the young ones could stand. The keyboardists went under the table. The smoke, you know how they do fireworks on stage? That's what literally happened. The kids, they were having fun. The older ones were scared. They said, "What's this?" The house was filled with the glory of God. Literally filled with the glory of God. And the piano and everything was playing by itself. What are you talking about? The angels of the Lord who excel in praises. They were in the house. They were in unity. They were here to give. And people were sprawled on the ground because his highness was in the house. Praise ye the Lord, somebody. Praise ye the Lord, somebody. I look forward to the day when nobody can stand on this pulpit because we are sprawled on the ground, because his majesty is in the house. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Praise him. That is your job. You're going to take us and take it seriously. He said when they were as one. They were as what? One. Praise ye the Lord. I thank God what the Lord is doing. We didn't name this Praise Unlimited for a reason. But the enemy has fought Praise Unlimited for years. But we thank God. The trophy is coming home. I said the trophy is coming home. You hear praises like you have never heard it before. And the Lord himself will be glorified and lifted up where he belongs. On top, you see, in these last days, in this latter day, errors of the past will not make that in the name of Jesus. Jesus belongs on top. There's no undersecretary. There's no prophet. There's no teacher. He's the teacher of the teachers.
He's the prophet, he's the king and the kingmaker. He's all in all. We put him on top where he rightfully belongs in this assembly. So help us, God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Look at chapter 7. Solomon made a prayer concerning that assembly. And he said, Lord, if my people do this and they do this, and they do this and they do this, and they pray to this. He was talking about a temple, a symbol. There's no other temple. There's no other prayer, focus of prayer than the Lord himself. You pray to him, not to some angels, not to this and not to that. I said, if my people do this and do this, please hear from heaven. They will make errors, they will make sins, but please hear from heaven. You may punish them, you do this, but have mercy. Praise ye the Lord. And as he continued, chapter 7, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1. And when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the house. 3. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, for his good, for his mercies, endure it forever. Praise ye the Lord. So when his excellency is around, his glory is always around. Amen? Isaiah chapter 6. That just went through my mind. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. It was not one of the scriptures I remember, but it went through my mind just now. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Let's look at it. Praise the Lord. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. His train filled the temple. The Lord doesn't go anywhere in isolation. Hallelujah. Have you seen a king go in isolation anywhere? He has a troop that follows him around. Whether it's a secret service, as in the president of a nation, who have gone ahead and they follow him wherever he goes. Isaiah said, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With 20 he covered his face, and with 20 he covered his feet, and with 20 he did fly. And one cried unto another, these holy beings, these holy seraphims, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. The law would begin to appear again in tangible forms to those that believe, to those that are called according to his purpose and promises. He said the predestinated will receive the glory cloud and the pillar of fire, and he'll be all over us. Praise ye the Lord. Literally, the Lord, we begin to guide his people. He told me, as I was preparing for this message, he said he will reappear again, as in old times, at critical moments. Let me read exactly what he told me. What I just referred to was what my former pastor, Neil, said. The glory of the Lord will begin to appear in tangible forms to those that believe, that are called according to his purpose and promises. The predestinated will receive the glory cloud and the pillar of fire, and it will be all around us. Praise the Lord. What he told me, he said, the glory cloud will return again to lead the elect of God at critical moments in their lives. Look for him. Look for him. He will appear again. We're in the latter days, and this glory cloud will lead us home.
like he led elected Israel home, in the name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's go a step further. Matthew. Chapter 17. Mount of Transfiguration, it's called. There was an unveiling of His Majesty's presence to tell us who Peter, James, and John were before. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John and his brother and bringeth them up unto a high mountain. And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles. Praise ye the Lord. One for Moses, one for Elias, and for us. Whilst he yet spake, behold, this cloud appeared again. Hallelujah. The cloud appeared again. The cloud that led elective Israel appeared again. And from that the voice came out. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. You begin to look for his appearing, he will appear to us. And will speak to us without any enigmatism. There have been no doubt about it. You know, this is thus saith the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Behold, I will anoint mine elect. And they shall blossom forth as the bright flower and will outshine Solomon in all his glory. Behold, I will anoint mine elect, and they shall blossom forth as the bright flower, and will outshine Solomon in all his glory. God has put in you and I an earnest. Let us press on. Let us press on. Let us press on to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. There's a song I like us to sing, those of us that know it. That second hymn, Benny. See, the purpose of all this is for us to keep our eyes on Him. Our eyes on Him. And not anybody else. Uncle Japheth may fail. Sister X may fail. But Jesus never fails. But Jesus never fails. The challenges that come across our path, they are just for a season. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen? You know, Christ, a symbol of that temple, the first temple, the most magnificent, the most magnificent. The second temple, when they built it in the house of Nehemiah, the older people are crying. Say, my goodness. The younger were happy. Why? Because it was not like the first temple that was built. Amen? So people are confused because he, Jesus, is number one. He has no comparison. And he has made you number one Amen. I knows you by name before you came to this world. You are written in his book. Praise ye the Lord. I don't know if you're here this morning and challenges of life makes you feel like throwing in the towel. Jesus knows about the story. I said Jesus knows about the story. Whether it's your son, whether it's your daughter, whether it's a job, it doesn't matter. He knew you before you got to your mother's womb. Praise the Lord. Please put that second hymn up. And let's just sing it, because we know that when Israel was going through challenges, the pillar of fire led them. And until that pillar of fire stood up, there was no standing up. Until it settled down, there was no settling down. That was like Christ to us. He said that rock that followed them was Christ. And in tangible form, we will begin to see the Lord among us. Privately, collectively, when we gather. One light, another light, and the whole light glows together, showing us the Lord is in the house. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Can the praise team come up, please? We just want to sing this old time, one of these old choruses we used to sing to ginger us up to look forward to the appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Those of us who know this short chorus, help us sing it. What's wrong with that thing? See, there's something the Lord promised us at these latter days in Joel 2:25. He said, I will restore to you that which your cankerworm has eaten, the palmer worm, and everything else that the enemy has eaten from you. He said, I will restore it. You know, when they, in the scripture, when they catch a thief, instead of letting him, he will restore sevenfold. That which the enemy has stolen, he will restore it. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. See, the closer we are to his returning, the closer we are to his returning, one saint will begin to say to another saint, you know what? I saw him. He appeared to me. The saint of old, and begins to ginger us up. And we have an expectation of his soon appearing. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is this working now? Oh. Okay, praise the Lord. Behold, I will restore, saith the Lord, the closer my appearance, the more perfect you'll be. Behold, I will restore, saith the Lord, the closer my appearance, the more perfect you'll be. My own shall receive full measure of faith, of peace and righteousness, and will be covered with my love as the brightness of the sun. In other words, we'll be covered with God's love. With God's love. When you are covered with God's love, like the sun, we're going to change into light. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, we shall be changed. We shall not all sleep, the Bible says. We shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. The more love we have for one another, that's what it's about. It was a prophecy written some years ago by Neil. Praise the Lord. So let me just sing it. I know it's not a song a lot of us know, but I felt like singing it since we are talking about the glory cloud appearing. Amen. To us physically. Showing, preparing us
for his soon return. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go to the first verse. Praise the Lord.
Behold, I will restore, saith the Lord, the closer my appearance, the more perfect you be. Behold, I will restore, saith the Lord, the close my appearance, the more perfect you'll be. My own shall receive full measure of faith, of peace and righteousness, and will be covered with my love as the brightness of the sun.
I'll sing it one more time. Yeah, it's a prophecy. If you read the words carefully, it's a prophecy of what God's going to do to his people. Say, behold, I will restore, saith the Lord. The closer my appearance, the more perfect you will be. Amen? Behold, saith the Lord, I will restore, saith the Lord. The closer my appearance, the more perfect. My own shall receive full measure of faith, of peace and righteousness, and will be covered with my love as the brightness of the sun. Amen. One more time I'll sing it. Amen.
Behold, I will restore, saith the Lord, the closer my appearance, the more perfect you'll be. Behold, I will restore, saith the Lord, the closer my appearance, the more perfect you'll be. My own shall receive full measure of faith, of peace and righteousness, and will be covered with my love as the brightness of the sun. Behold, I will restore, saith the Lord, the closer my appearance, the more perfect you'll be. Behold, I will restore, saith the Lord, the closer my appearance, the more perfect you'll be. My own shall receive full measure of peace and righteousness, and will be covered with my love as the brightness of the sun.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! We shall be changed as we encourage one another with these scriptures, looking forward to the appearing of the King. Amen. He will appear to those that look forward to his appearing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, praise team. Praise team, thank you very much. I want to, please, you can take a seat for a few minutes. If you're here this morning, the purpose of this message was to bring home one viewpoint. The Lord knows your story. I said the Lord knows your story. Your uprising, your down sitting, whether you're on the mountaintop or you're in the valley, he has made a way of escape. If you are here in the house this morning, you like the Lord to remember you, remember a situation that's come across your path, you need his intervention. You need the pillar of fire. You need the glory cloud. Say, Lord, I'm here. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my heart's cry. Let me see your hands up. It doesn't matter the situation. He knows about it. You may not say it to a brother. You may not say it to a pastor. It may just be between you and the Lord. And you are saying, Lord, how me? How come me? When will you remember me? Jesus. 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 Father, you see the hands of your saints lifted up as they wave it to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let your presence, the glory cloud we have been making reference to, as they wave their hand through the air, let the cloud and his presence go through those hands, to the heart, through the chest, to the stomach, discerning the thoughts and intent of the heart, giving peace where there's troubled waters, in the name of Jesus. Where there is doubt, Father, replacing it, Lord, with faith and confidence in the name of Jesus. He said, you that couldn't spare your son, Father, Lord, there's nothing you spare for your saints to give them peace in these times in the name of Jesus. A brother prays for his son. A mother prays for his son, whether for salvation, health, healing. Kasutali basanda bahosh. Reketori basanda kapori bashara. Father, thou hearest the heart cry of a mother. Hear these prayers, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And send speedy, speedy, speedy answer in the name of Jesus. Where there is healing needed in the body, the scripture says, Lord, by your stripes we were healed. Let it come to pass that which the word said, but by your stripes we were healed. Let it come to pass that which you have signed and sealed in your blood in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the glory. Should there be any praise, Lord? If somebody praying for his son, situations, challenges, what's this boy doing? Make a way of escape, I pray in the name of Jesus. You say the expectations of the righteous will not be cut short. Let it be so said, Lord, that according to your word, let it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Say you have honored your word above all your names. Because you have spoken it, Lord, let it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear this humble cry. Jesus, why, Lord, all that thou art calling, do not pass me by. Jesus, Jesus, Savior, Savior, hear this humble plea. Why on earth hast thou us calling? Do not pass me by. Amen and amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. 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 Give him a standing ovation because he has heard our prayers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the laws of the land says. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. One more thing we're going to say here real quick. I have the privilege this morning of introducing to you
someone who is in the house. I love her dearly.